Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 118. You don't have to hold your breath through my whole spiel, just, you know, the before stuff, you know.
What?
Okay, whatever. I mean, until, while we're getting ready, that's...
You would think after 118 of these things, you'd know how to do this.
Right, because you like to talk over my little thing, and then there's no clean break for me to start it.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about you. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
This is Dave.
Pat.
Adam.
And we're always looking for more people. Adam was trying to get some of the old podcasters back, and they said, no way. Guys are too good. You're too polished now. We couldn't possibly come back.
Well, they kept on talking about this guy named Mr. Negative.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is. He hasn't been in the books in a while.
Yeah.
Well, that is Dan Slott for you.
Yeah.
That's my only negative opinion on Dan Slott. Okay. He brings characters into the universe for like a little bit, and then they just vanish.
Crazy.
So he creates a lot of new characters.
Did he create Mr. Negative?
Yeah, he should have. He should have been the... Oh, well, okay, that might have been when they had
Rotating writers, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice try. Don't always blame Dan for everything. I like Dan Slott, just because you don't like him.
I bet he wrote him, though, because his script went all the way into Brand New Day.
Okay.
So I'm going to say probably.
But, yeah, you tried to get a couple of the other guys to come back, and they wouldn't. So we're always accepting applications. No, there's no application. You just show up.
Your resume.
Yeah. Like, if you show up right around now, no.
Your credit card information.
Well, what if they're listening to this tomorrow?
I know, I'm
kidding. That's not going to help.
I know, I'm kidding. But we normally, around 7:30 on Wednesday, we're a little late today.
Ish.
You don't know, because there was a late customer looking around. Because, believe it or not, my primary focus is actually selling stuff. The sitting around talking is fun and all, but doesn't pay the bills.
You don't sell.
Until I can find some way to monetize this podcast. Like,
I was going to say, Chris Hardwick does very well with that.
He does, but so. he's a wiser man than I, and I don't know anyone that would actually pay for these.
So. Stickered them up.
That's for the free comic book.
I know they are.
The 5,000 I received on Thursday. Speaking of which, Free Comic Book Day is coming. It's about 2.5 weeks away right now. May 3rd. Come down. We'll have food, fun, some sort of sale.
Like your enthusiasm.
Comic books. No.
We will have food.
Yes.
It will be
well,
fun.
Here's why I panicked, because I was going to say, well, I have hot dogs, because normally I do the hot dogs on the grill outside and everything. But there might be something else going on even better this
pizza?
Year. No, not pizza.
Tacos?
Yeah, pizza and comics. Nothing goes together like pizza and comics.
Well, cupcakes and comics.
If it's better than pizza, then it's tacos.
Okay. Taco, that'd be interesting. But yeah, so there's something may or may not happen. But if worst comes to worst, we'll have hot dogs.
Way to be committal.
Yeah, well, it's not me.
Remember when we used to get tacos for the podcast?
Oh, yeah, because somebody would run to get them. Yeah. Was it you? Why don't you do that anymore?
Because
you drive literally like right past it on your way here, don't you?
I know.
You could have brought tacos. What, I have to tell you everything?
Yeah.
You could
it's all up to
take
you.
The initiative and just bring tacos next time. There you go. See, new podcasters, we'll have tacos next week.
Provided by Adam.
No.
I'll even chip in. Don't worry. But I'm just saying, if you bring them. So.
If you bring tacos, you can talk.
Great. Now I'm hungry because I didn't have lunch.
You have to eat tacos.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of noises of people eating tacos.
Yeah, it's going to be a loud podcast next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, some news. DC, a couple books came out, or at least blurbs of stuff, because the new solicits, I think, will be up next week or so online.
And then we'll get the previews.
You don't even know what the first one is.
Fair
enough. Grayson, which is funny. I've had a lot of interesting responses from people going, I understand, Secret Agent, were they trying to rip on S.H.I.E.L.D., things like that. I'm like, I see what you're going. But I'm looking at them going, okay, so basically we can't have a Nightwing anymore because of what happened in Forever Evil, where he was outed in the first issue of that. So we...
But it's his face.
He's dead. Well, he's dead as of Forever Evil 6, but yeah, I didn't think it was going to stick either. But
he'll resuscitate. Well, he's got to be resuscitated.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of took that from that.
Right.
Issue.
But just having him put on a new costume, you know, becoming, you know, the Silver Slug wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't be that exciting. But having him do this.
That's what he always wanted to be.
Right. But now, you know, he's going to be an undercover agent for Spiral. So they have, I don't know if it's a new bad guy organization.
It sounds old, but it's
kind of neat. Tim Seeley's writing it. He's one of the Batman Eternal writers. He also does, he did Hack Slash, and right now he's also doing Revival.
What is Kyle Higgins doing now?
If he's Higgins doing is doing Cowl. That
oh, he has his own.
Yeah, he has his own thing, and he's still doing the Batman Beyond.
Is that Vertigo? That's our, that is
Cowl, no, it's Image.
It is. Okay.
It's one of the Image ones. And Michael Janin, who I believe was the original artist on Justice League Dark, who I liked a whole lot. So I have a lot, I have hope for this one. You know, at least it's a new spin. It gives him something different to do than just
being
your Batman light. Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering what they're going to do with the how they're going to ever bring Nightwing back.
Right.
Because unless they, like, erase the the minds of everybody with, like, he makes a deal with Mephisto or something.
Right. Well, maybe they won't. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure Marvel still owns the rights to that one.
Well.
The devil.
Fair enough. Then the other thing was Multiversity that they've been talking about forever from Grant Morrison. I tried reading what it was about, and I got very confused. So it's one of those, when it comes out, I'll look at it. Yeah, I know.
It was like 52.
Oh, I can't say I don't like it. Kind of like I was talking to somebody about Sandman Overture 2, and he was like, you know, that I was confused as heck, but it was good. And that's kind of how I feel about Morrison. A lot of his stuff I can't make heads or tail of, but I know I enjoyed it. Like Final Crisis, a lot of people didn't like. I liked it.
Is there going to be a new 52 title?
I don't know.
I mean, I know they're a little.
Well, it's supposed to be dealing with all the different universes, all the different.
So I guess it's.
So my guess, yeah. New 52 in the sense of new 52 universes.
Yeah.
Or worlds or whatever.
It's more already. I read an interview and he said, you know, or at least sometime in the past said he's, even though they went to the new 52, he's not going to be dealing with those characters. So
okay.
What he does still is going to.
So it might be his own kind of.
His own spin on the Earths.
Or it might just be what's happening on these other universes. Because, like, they gave some really off-the-wall versions of the Justice League.
Yeah, so I bet we'll get a little more clarity on that before it comes out.
Might be more of, like, a spinoff of, not a spinoff, but a continuation of what he did with Final Crisis. Then he had a lot of those multiverse characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them's, like, the Dino League. I'm really looking forward to that. The Velociraptor Flash and
terrifying.
I can see Morrison doing that, absolutely.
If he hasn't already written it, copyright.
Yeah. Oh, too late, man, too late. Okay, the other big news that came out was Amazon bought Comixology, and a lot of people have asked me my thoughts on it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it means. My only fear, it's very funny because on all the comic book retailer sites, it's, the end is near and all this. I got to say, as a group, we are the most pessimistic people I've ever seen. I normally try to stay positive about things like this. The DC digital announcement rubbed me wrong just because of the language they used, and it was clearly written by one of the digital guys, and it was very dismissive to us. I didn't like that. But this, you know, seeing, oh, they're going to mine our customers and all this stuff, I'm like,
but those
maybe
are already customers. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to jump to digital just because it's owned by Amazon.
Right. But
Amazon can hedge its bet by saying, if digital becomes a new thing, we're in on the ground level.
Well, the fear I have specifically is I pay for the pull list service. So if you can every week get a list of the books that are coming out and basically notify me which ones you want to hold and things like that. Or when the new previews comes out, you can mark the books you want me to pull. And not a lot. I think maybe 30, 40 people use it. My fear there is it'll say, hey, we see that you like Suicide Squad. Did you know that you can get it the same day for half off digitally? That, you know, that's my fear. So I did mention to some people, but I'll say this out loud. Please let me know if you are one of the pull list people and if you start getting emails of special sales, special deals from Comixology via Amazon type of thing. Just let me know so I know kind of what's going on, but I'm not overly concerned. Digital has been around since I opened. And, or even Comixology kind of started after I opened it. I haven't really seen any negative impact from it.
The only thing I could see that would hurt you is if they decided to do something different that Comixology wasn't doing. But as Pat was just saying, like, it should stay the same, like, right now. Everything's,
right. Yeah.
Change now, it's right. Like change later.
Right. My only fear is earlier release and discounting. You know, if all of a sudden, all digital comics are going forward are now 99 cents.
Release on Tuesday.
Right.
Say that's right. Not right.
Right. Yeah. But what do they care? They own it. And what are they going to... Oh,
well, but you're limited by...
Diamonds.
So it's a different thing altogether. Yeah. Well, Diamond's just going to have to get
Right, but that won't help me if they... You know, midnight, I can't open at midnight. But it would be a big difference. Oh, I can read this at midnight and I don't have to go to the store. The Diamond thing is just so the stores are fair. Now, not so much for me, but if you're, say, like downtown Pittsburgh or downtown, you know, bigger New York, where there's stores not that far from one another, if one guy's opening at 9, but the other guy doesn't open until 11, yeah. You know, so they do set some rules regarding that. And that's all. That's the only reason, really. But that would be, you know, if you can get it Tuesday afternoon and I can't sell it till Wednesday, that. And then I'm sure, you know, with Amazon going, yeah, what you going to do?
We're gonna beat up Amazon.
Well, right.
You can't beat up an Amazon. They're giant.
Yeah.
You can beat up Wonder Woman?
We'll get Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's on our
That's right.
Side.
That's true. He's got a good point there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. One little quick thing I saw on Bleeding Cool had a thing. They had gotten a list of September this year, every year it's been an event. First it was the ones, then it was the zeros, then last year was the villains month. This year they're doing, it's not 3D covers, it's lenticular covers, where you have a different image as you turn it, and it's going to all tie into Future's End.
Okay.
So it's basically going to have you the current image of Superman, and then the 5 year later Future's End version of Superman.
Yeah, but they've already kind of shown that.
They showed that one as an example. But they're going to do that across the whole line.
Well, no, but the Future's End, they've already shown a lot of where they're already OMAX.
Right.
So like,
well, not quite, Superman not quite, because what you've seen is the OMAC is 30 years in the future.
Okay.
Future's End takes place only five years in the future.
Okay. Superman's like a scary spider.
Because what? Yeah. I'm going to give you a brief scenario. I don't know if I did this before, but because I read the Free Comic Book Day issue.
I think you did when you came back.
Yeah. But basically, Batman Beyond, I realized after reading, Batman Beyond is actually helping Bruce. And then they get attacked, so he has to come back, but he misses his date by 5 years. So he's 5 years too late and having to deal with it. So in September, they're making all the books 5 years later. And so they have a list. And the thing is, what they're doing this time, instead of them guessing the amounts and missing the numbers and all that stuff, we're having to order the stuff earlier than we normally would. But because of that, they're having to reveal all the titles that are going to be out in September. And one of them was a Booster Gold.
There we go.
Really?
I just thought of that.
So that's interesting. Now, it could be one, because I saw Bleeding Cool made a big deal of it, but I'm like, wouldn't that make sense just to have even just a one-shot for that month for a guy that's a time traveler? That would be an interesting one to have, especially 5 years in the future. So, but just interesting, because I've had a couple of people asking, you know, where's Booster Gold and all this? We haven't seen him since Justice League. Right. But in the main world, because he hasn't been around since Justice League International. So, and then the other big news was they're killing off Archie. So, yeah. But as for all the people that got upset, and
I was upset.
I'm like, yeah, okay, I sell two copies of Archie. You know, you really? You're that upset? But it's in Life of Archie, which is the one where he's married, which doesn't really tie in with the regular stuff. So, not a biggie, but I thought that was an interesting way to end the series by basically having Archie. Well, he sacrifices himself to save someone. So, like, he jumps in front of a bullet or something.
Damn, Jughead.
The only problem is they're doing, like, 12 or 20 or some ridiculous number of covers.
They should have crossed that over, though, with Afterlife with Archie, and he started...
Well, that's... It'll then...
Okay.
No, I don't know. But that would have been interesting. So that's all the news I have. Anything you guys want to talk about?
What about the Detective Chimp book?
There's a detective... I didn't know that.
No, I'm on.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But, yeah, I'd get excited about that.
Bring back Shadow Pact. Yeah,
Scott
DC.
Snyder's listening. He doesn't listen.
He doesn't. Not anymore. Not after you said all those mean things about him.
Yeah. I was just like, Batman. What a dumb name. This was all him, right? No.
No. Any other news?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Except for the news.
Okay, so Pat, I see you have your list.
I do have my
list. What did you read last week that was you want to talk about? Not necessarily good, it could be bad. I have one that I'm going to talk about that was bad.
So I read Deadpool 27, that $10 book.
Yes, was it? Did you get your money's worth?
Hell no.
No. It was you would have paid twice as much for that value.
At least.
Okay, good.
No. It was a typical Deadpool book. It did have a lot of the little stories. I think there was like six or seven 2-3-page stories after the main story. And sometimes that works with Deadpool because sometimes it just kind of runs on and on and on. And he works well in small doses. But they were kind of all related to the many marriages, quote-unquote, of Deadpool. There was one where he goes to the altar with a... in Vegas with a Spider-Man as the minister, and he's going to marry Miss Marvel. I thought that was kind of amusing. But for the most part, it was kind of, I don't know, it was a $10 book. But I found out after I paid $10.
But it was the most important issue 27 in the history of comics.
It was. I would agree with that.
Okay, good.
Royals Master of War number 3.
Okay, I want to read it. I have it at home.
It was good. We got to see more of the Japanese royals, okay. and that was pretty cool. They're starting to kind of deal with the consequences of the royals entering the war now. So it was it's going somewhere, and I liked it.
That was neat. It was basically it's a World War II book where it turns out the royal families has powers, at least right. In England, has powers, and the one son. Is mad at his dad for making them, because all the family has powers, but they kind of hid it. They said that his father didn't have power, and the king right now is the grandfather. And the one son was just disgusted at all the violence, and they weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
He and his sister went into downtown London after a bombing mm-hmm. and decided that's enough. What he didn't know is that all the royal families have power throughout the world, and they had an unspoken agreement, or probably a spoken agreement, not to enter the war. Well, after he enters, all of a sudden then now Japan enters, and obviously it starts yeah. off with kind of showing you Germany has a royal as well. 1-1. It was very interesting. The second one brought in the Japanese, and so, it was very, very good. Vertigo book, 6-issue mini.
Yeah. Daredevil 1.50.
Didn't read it yet. No,
I was
Adam
disappointed
read it.
With it.
Okay.
I didn't mind it.
I won't spoil it for
That's
you.
That's okay.
Because I know you're a big Daredevil guy, and it's kind of a future
right.
story.
That's why I heard
where,
it's 50.
Where he has, he has a kid, and his kid's the opposite of the man without fear. He seems to be afraid of everything. And I thought it was kind of contrived.
Okay.
Wasn't a fan. It looked good. I just wasn't a fan of the story.
He wasn't afraid of everything. His senses, he developed those genetic senses.
Right.
That they were overloaded on him. So any little thing, like...
It startled him. Yeah.
Like, if he heard a sound, it was way more sound than he needed, or, the other thing,
hadn't honed it yet.
Yeah. The other thing was Matt has his... His sight has gotten a little better throughout the years. Like, he's able to see color, but he has to see, like, really bright color, and it forms, like, I don't know, it kind of showed you in the book how it looks. It's hard to explain. But he could see, basically, the color of the object. So he could see pretty good, but it leads to, what happens to that little later on. But it's basically 50 years into, not 50 years, it's like
he's 50. 50.
He's 50, still living in San Francisco.
He's married.
Yeah.
His wife's the mayor.
I kept thinking, that was really hard to understand. It almost seemed like she died, or she was gone or something, like she's not around at all, because you didn't see her at all. It was
right.
really weird.
Yeah, she wasn't in it.
So I wasn't sure if she was there, if she was alive. Then they did mention she was the mayor, and it was just like, okay, she is alive, but where is she? So that was a little confusing. But it talks about some of her futures, and it looks like Foggy is, like, really fit now.
Yeah.
Because he's, watching, like, what he eats and stuff like that because of the
cancer. Read Daredevil 1?
Huh?
Did you read Daredevil number 1?
Yeah.
Isn't he dead?
No.
Okay.
No, he's not deaf. They make it like he's deaf.
Yeah,
he's
not deaf. So that's.
I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was like horrible, but it wasn't like the greatest thing. I didn't read the other stuff. Like the last thing, I like the Brian Michael Bendis thing because it talks about that girl that he was that Matt Murdock was with that was killed.
Well, there was the
not
one,
Elektra.
No, there were, yeah, and then it looks like one of them's a follow up that leads right into
one
Elektra.
One of them was the one that was trying to be really... Well, no, that was the preview to Elektra.
Yeah.
There was another one in there. It was like this humorous thing about him, that other identity they had, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing off of that a little bit. And I was like, I skipped it. I was like, yeah. I don't want to read this. But the Bendis thing wasn't bad. And the Bendis thing wasn't a comic. It was written like a novel.
Okay.
With just pictures on the side leading up to her death by Bullseye.
So that's...
That's Daredevil.
Yeah, it's Daredevil. I read All New Duke number one.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed.
So was I.
And
I'm a big Duke fan.
And we talked about this before. I know that it was supposed to take place during Battle of the Atom. And I know Duke wasn't there. But it...
And why would you make it take place during a thing that was universally panned? Yeah.
But, they inserted him there and it looked like they just inserted him there. Like, it just... And then even the drawing of him was very cartoony.
Yeah, I was not a fan of the art.
Which is odd. No, it wasn't all red, was mm-mm. it?
He was very stalkerish with Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, it was funny. One thing I mentioned about the art, I said it's like when anybody else tries to draw Howard the Duck other than Gene Colan, it just looks wrong.
Yeah.
And Dupe just looks wrong drawn by anybody except Allred.
Well, he's a unique character that doesn't like fit.
Yeah, and
I know what you mean with Howard the Duck because that series they brought out, like, it's been a little while. I think it was during Civil War around that time. They brought out that one, and like,
yeah, he just always looks
look
wrong.
Right, but
yeah.
When it's the original, like it's Howard the Duck, it looks like him.
Yeah, and he gives everybody a real pointy face, and I was not a fan of the art.
Yeah,
and the story was just all gobbledygook all over the place.
Yeah. It really was weird.
It ends with him proposing to Kitty Pryde.
Yeah. Not speaking Duke speak, speaking English.
Yeah.
It was like he ripped himself apart, now he can speak English.
Yeah.
Iron Fist, Living Weapon.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, I actually liked that.
I liked it a lot.
I heard that. I liked it.
It was, it was different than typical, Marvel books, I guess. It definitely looks like it's going to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I like how it took it back to when he was a kid.
Yeah, kind of retells his origin.
But it didn't get burdened down by that.
Mm-mm.
What's his costume? Is it green?
I don't know if we really saw his costume.
Yeah, no, he was pretty much just being Danny Rand.
On the cover, though.
Yeah.
It might have been green. I don't remember.
A lot of people are against that white costume.
The white costume.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. It didn't really bother me, but the green is iconic. The
It seemed like a change just for change's sake.
Yeah, but, you know, that's like saying, you know, the yellow shirt and the tiara
like
is great for Power Man.
Well, it was, and the chain link belt.
He threw it, didn't he? The tiara?
I don't think so. I never understood the
tiara.
That
was Odd Job.
Oh, that's Odd Job.
Justice League 3000.
I didn't read 5 yet. I'm
sorry.
You can talk about it. I saw Firestar.
Yeah, Firestorm shows up.
Or Firestorm, sorry.
Yeah, Firestar is one of Spider-Man's amazing friends. Yeah. Firestorm is an amazing friend. He's actually kind of a dick in the book. It's funny because they talk about how all of the heroes are... They're fractured, basically, because, you did read the issue.
Yeah, they take a human and just insert this new DNA or whatever into
right.
It.
Kind of turns them.
So one of the things that happened was the girl Ariel specifically said, destroy the Matrix for Firestorm because he's not one person. He's already two, and there's no way you'd be able to control that. Well, the Wonder Twins didn't pay attention, created Firestorm, and he's really uncontrollable.
Yeah, I did like that. Like, I read part of this. I didn't read the whole issue because I had an issue with the art.
Like, yeah, I heard like it did change artists.
And it
yeah.
was
yeah.
extreme. Like, it was really bad. It almost reminded me, I don't even know who did it. I never got a chance to look at it, but it almost reminded me of when FF came out and the kids just looked all the same. And that really bothered me when they did that. And these characters, they just had weird sharp features and
yeah.
just their faces were weird. And I was just like, I didn't mind the art before. So that might change my opinion on the book. So we'll see what they do. Maybe they just brought in an artist, another artist for this issue or what. But it was really weird. I did like the whole thing with Firestorm, though, being that he's two minds. Mm-hmm. So he's a little bit different. Plus, he at the end of the last issue, he says, okay, let's do this. And then at the beginning of this, he's like, yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah.
And that was it, you know. So it was good for what I read, and just the art really bothered me, and I just sat it down. Because I was like, yeah, I'll read it later.
But that you didn't read it later. It.
No, I never did. I will, but I haven't read it now since.
Walking Dead 125. Stuff happened.
And finally, second to last issue. Yes. Yeah. Or not last issue, but of the storyline.
Yeah. I don't like that, though. I like Negan.
Well, he's not... He's who not, knows what happened?
Yeah, we don't... Really, I didn't really see much damage. Like, yeah. Like, if this was Walking Dead, you think they would have showed, like, the half of his head falling off? And...
But the thing is, there's no way that goes... And you know, no one's just going to stand there and go, yeah, okay, well, I guess that's the end of that.
Yeah, well, Colin, you had a good opinion on that if you wanted to say what you said about it. You don't remember?
No.
You said Colin had a good opinion.
He did, but he forgot it. Well, Colin said that, I should just take this for myself. I said this, you know. Well, basically that he's a loose cannon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That he's a character that kind of... Yeah.
But wasn't that kind of the speech he had with the governor in the TV show?
Yeah. But, you know, it was kind of – and maybe that's why I kind of thought that. But it was like, you know, he's monologuing. You can't let your enemy monologue. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole thing that bothered me about the issue was I like that last page, I think. I'm not sure yet until I see the next book. But it
next
went,
week?
It went – nothing, 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 then bam.
Yeah.
Something. And it's just like, what just happened here? Like, he just goes on talking. But, you know, like what Colin was saying, Negan was too unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know where to stand. And he wasn't, like, so he couldn't be involved in this. They didn't know what he was going to do now. All of a sudden, he's just like, yeah, we should do it that way. You can't survive
like
that.
His facial expression, though, remind me of the Grinch. At the very end where he, you know, gets the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2 and he gets that big smile on his face.
Yeah.
That's what I was picturing Negan do. Like, we could all work together and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, really.
And then the next thing you know, here goes the knife.
Him, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, all they show really is like him doing it and then this little spout of blood.
Right. You don't
but
know where the blood's from.
But it's definitely across the neck.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah.
You just didn't see anything on the neck. That's
well,
the,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, he didn't give him like a Colombian necktie or anything.
Well, you
but...
expect this stuff out of Walking Dead, you know, you expect his neck to be gashed and, you know, I saw, you know, the governor come
Glenn.
Out with, like, he get his brains blown out or something, whatever happened to him. He did, actually. He shot him right in the face and his eye, like, popped out. I'd expect that.
It's so. The beginning of the battle. But that's, you know, it's kind of at the point, Rick is right. There's no way anyone can survive if they keep going that way.
Yeah.
But
in issue, 11, part 11 of this, we finally got something. Yeah, that does not bode well for them. Next time, don't have an event or whatever you're trying to do.
It's
don't keep it going for 12 issues.
Is it go back to monthly after this?
So,
or is it going to be biweekly?
I'm assuming monthly.
You know what I'd like to see more are just them traveling and just meeting up, like...
There's other groups
two-issue
out there.
Arcs or something, that they meet these crazy people and they do something different.
Or even focus on another group for an arc.
Well, they've been keeping them all in one place since the prison. Well, since the farm. And they just keep them there. And it's just like, if you move to different towns, see what other people are doing, you know?
Well, I think in order to do that, you kind of have to settle things down.
Yeah.
And, you know, in order to allow them to do that. Like, Jesus is a good character.
That's what I'm saying. They don't give them time to do that. Because once the prison's done, now they're at this little community.
Right.
And they're stuck. It's just like, you know, maybe just keep walking a little bit. Get a little further north, you know? I don't know. I don't know. I think somewhat he's just paying way too much attention to what he's doing on the TV shows. Because we're... The characters are a little bit different still. Like, I like Michonne for the TV show because she has personality, but this, she's just quiet. Or she's just gone for issues, and you never see her, and then all of a sudden they give her something to say, and she's just talking to Tiger Guy or whatever.
Yeah, she punks Ezekiel out a lot.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, and then she's gone for another. It's just like, you have too many people on the page here. Like, there's too much going on, too many characters that you're trying to keep going, and I don't know, but I want to see what they do after this, but this whole All Out War thing has been like, you know, I was more interested in what they were doing with when they brought Negan in, and then All Out War just kept dragging and dragging and dragging.
Like I've said to people, it's very Monty Python-ish, because it's like, oh, let's go attack Negan, run away,
yeah,
and then Negan comes and attacks, oh, they have hand grenades, run away,
and they just keep jumping back and forth, and then finally they got to the hilltop, and then nothing happened there, and this, but I don't know. I'm just.
But at least they know they can trust Dwight. Because he shot Rick with a clean arrow.
Yeah, that's how they covered.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Which I don't know when.
Could he have just used clean arrows for everybody? Would they not have noticed? Like,
who knows?
Then again, maybe the only person he shot that day was Rick.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know.
He said fake zombie guts.
And the last one I read was Batman Eternal.
It's fine. Talk about all the books I wrote. No, I got nothing to talk about. Whatever. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You got the one you didn't like.
That's why I've been jumping in on his list, because he's got a lot on mine, too.
Yeah. And that's fine.
That's what I'm doing.
No, I like Batman Eternal, but it was a lot of setup. It was kind of
slow. You get a lot of payoff in number two. And it definitely shows where it's moving. Especially after reading number two, it definitely feels like it's going to be kind of a Batman family book that we don't really have right now. Because Catwoman's in it. I know they talked to Robin, I think Batgirl, but it definitely has that feel. Tim.
Okay.
So it has that feel. But there was a very interesting thing, and it looks like it's bringing... Long Halloween into the mix.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
That should be good.
Yes.
So, what do you mean that Tim's in this? Tim Drake?
There's a point where Alfred, either he calls Alfred or Alfred contacts him.
And he's...
Is he Robin or is he Red Robin?
Red Robin.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I have a hard time knowing where that is exactly in the universe. I feel it fits in very much to that Dark Knight book that they had. I think that's gone, right?
Yeah, this replaced Dark Knight's it, basically. Gone.
This has characters in it from that. Like that blonde-haired detective guy who doesn't like Gordon.
Okay.
He's in that, but he was in that book.
The Major, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I forget his name now. He didn't like Gordon. It's almost like he was trying to take his job since he's been there.
Yeah, this was...
But he's in that. Now, I don't know where the time period is in this, because Tim... I don't know what happens to Tim after Forever Evil.
Okay. I don't know.
Because he's been set in time, so I don't know if they...
Gold
brings him back and, like, found him, or
what? Well, it's just... I think we had
I get
this
the feeling
discussion.
This is set a little bit in the future.
Well, or is it Elseworld?
No, I don't think it's Elseworld, or they would have said it was,
But as I said, Batman with New 52 does sometimes get a little confusing, because it's almost like they can't...
Dark Knight definitely seems like it's different than mainstream Batman.
Well, they can't figure out... It seems like they can't figure out what issues, like, are New 52, which ones did restart, if they're going to restart or they're not going to restart. Like I was... I think I was saying this last week. Green Lantern seems to not change that much besides Baz.
Mm-hmm.
But Batman was the other book that wasn't supposed to change that much, but it seems to... It's hard to tell, because Zero Year takes place early, and it's changing things a little bit, and then I've never known where Detective Comics tied into the mix from when Joker got his face cut off. I never knew where that was exactly. because we were all supposed to believe the Justice League was taking place like this many years into
that. 5 years after that or whatever.
I didn't know where this showed up, and then Superman was early, so it's like, I wish they had like a set time. This takes place during this time.
Yeah, we need a new 52 after, timeline.
Like remember when they used to put the year one on the stuff, or was that what it said? It was after Infinite Crisis. After Infinite Crisis, they put like a little badge on it that said like,
this takes place
1 year after the events of
1 year later.
Year later. And I wish I had something like that that would say this takes place after Forever Evil. You know, that tells me okay, this is now okay. Now I know where Batman is now.
We know Future's End takes place after Forever Evil.
Well, I guess. I mean, I'm not too sure about where that's going to take place either. I mean, is it? It's really confusing. Like, if that is going to be part of like that universe, or if it's just going to be a little bit in the future and it's not even on the same timeline.
Well, but with the time travel book, you can do that, because even the when he goes back in time, it's still 5 years from now.
Yeah.
So.
I just feel like that's going to be kind of self-contained in its own timeline. It's going to exist into that universe, but it's not going to affect it at all.
Yeah.
I'm not positive on that. I'm kind of interested in what they're going to do, how they're bringing Terry McGinnis into it all, and what they're going to do. So, I don't know. It seems kind of interesting. But sometimes time is a little, it gets a little confusing with New 52. Not as much sometimes that Marvel was. I'm not too sure now.
Here we go into Marvel,
I'm not sure where Marvel is right now with their books, where they set into each other. I knew Cap was kind of
confusing. It's all now.
Yeah, it's all now.
It's now.
Cap is
too. All new now. Yes. Cap is now.
But he wasn't.
He was then. He was then. But now it's now.
They didn't restart his series.
Well, Captain America now, but it's all new now.
Oh. I don't know. But anyway, like certain DC books, like I can get like that they are, but then certain ones I'm just like, I don't know how they tie it. Like, I know where All-Star Western is probably pretty well present, like of what's going on now, or Nightwing's in the same universe as you know,
Batman.
As Batgirl, not Batman right now.
Before Zero Year.
I'd say it tied in. Nightwing was in the same year before, it was before Forever Evil.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. But it's just, like, then I get into Batman a little bit, and, like, I'm not... Like, Batman, I thought, was pretty straightforward until Zero Year. So Scott Snyder's Batman is fine the way it is. But, Detective Comics, I'm still not real sure where that goes. Because it's pretty well on its own sometimes. Dark Knight, which I think just ended with the Batman.
With the Man-Bat.
Yeah, with the Man-Bat series. It was kind of on its own. I kind of like that sometimes, but then sometimes I kind of want to know where it's going to tie in.
Well, the one, and I don't read any of the Superman books, but like Superman has been showing up in Red Lantern because they're dealing with Supergirl being a Red Lantern. But, so, you know, with the Green Lantern books taking place... You know, they kind of never change continuity.
Yeah.
You would think that their kind of events have taken place, and this is still 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I
didn't get into that whole Red Lantern thing.
No, I think everything is basically taking place now.
Well, but you got the Red Lanterns are now patrolling Earth. But Superman shouldn't be here because he's busy with Forever Evil.
Well, right.
So when's all that taking place?
Well, remember, Forever Evil is only taking place over a matter of like a week. It's just taken forever.
Yeah.
But the actual storyline isn't taking a long time.
Yeah, I think that's where it gets confusing
for
people. I think it's just like there's just so much that we're trying to keep track of. And sometimes I'm just like, eh, whatever.
How's Superman here? He's trapped in Firestorm's mind.
Yeah. Right.
How's he there, you know? Because I've questioned that, too. How is Super... What is this? Is this before or after the events, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I have some idea of it's in the same time period, or it's not an Elseworld, or that's what gets confusing for me. That, not an Elseworld, but a, you know,
but that's
where
why,
it is.
But you're easily confused.
That's true.
No.
But that's why I like what they did with Batman. They went back to Zero Year while Forever Evil was taking place. It almost would have been nice had they done that with other books. Just, you know.
I think Zero Year, they've done a pretty good job, though, with putting it back in time without bothering... You know, you at all. I mean, it kind of just works its way. It works how it's supposed to.
Right, but the other people, you know, so like I'm reading The Flash.
Yeah.
Flash has an ongoing series. Things are happening. Obviously, it's not happening while Forever Evil's happening.
Is it
taking place before or is it taking place after?
I can see that. The only thing that could get confusing is Forever Evil, where it ties in with the characters. But I think in that case, just like Marvel's done that a lot. Marvel used to do that a lot, too. It's best just to look at it and say it's either before or after the event.
Yeah.
And it is taking place then, you know. But it does. It gets really confusing. But with books that I like, with so many Batman books, it gets confusing just because
there's so many.
There's one happening this time, one happening that time. You know, it's just like, okay, where is this exactly?
Does Batman ever get a night off?
No. Alfred goes out there and does it.
He gets days off.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he gets a lot more time. He gets up really early.
Batman needs some me time, you know, sitting there at chamomile tea and just kind of...
No, Alfred only makes Earl Grey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's actually mentioned that in the books. Because it is a more British tea. But 0 Year, I guess, takes place a little bit before Justice League. Like, mm-hmm. The first issue of Justice League. Like, has to take place, I don't know how many, maybe 10 years?
No.
I thought Justice League was 5 years after the emergence of
heroes.
I guess
he was in his late 20s when he's in Justice League.
Yeah, because so probably... I think this is just setting
where
it up.
Where's Justice League number one? Grab it. I think it says it's 5 years after.
Yeah, that's 5 years, but where's 0 Year taking place? That's the question. Well, but I think it's probably just a year before, because wait till you read this one. Oh, so good. This new issue is really, really good.
Did you see the Scott Snyder art that Scott Snyder posted, art of Capullo's? Mm-hmm. Of... like the city, what it looks like now, all this green and like a building with a question mm-hmm. mark. Was mm-hmm. that in this issue?
Yes.
Okay, he scanned it, posted last night. I was like, that's amazing looking.
It was very good.
And he makes it like how he wants it, green with question marks and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's very good. But I can definitely see how once this all ends, Batman can be viewed as just a myth like he was at the beginning. You're like, oh, you're real?
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. It was good.
Even if he changes a little bit up, he still keeps it, like, feeling like Batman. You know what I mean? Just feeling like the old issues. It feels like it's just, you could add it into the old stuff before New 52, and it just would work. I did have, you know, problems with, just recently with Batman and Two-Face, that it didn't feel like that.
Okay.
Like, because of Long Halloween and the origin, you change the origin of Two-Face, now it doesn't really fit into the old, you could adapt it into the old stuff a little bit, but who knows. Now we have Batman and Wonder Woman.
Just for an issue, while they're looking for Robin.
They're busy.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul, he's jumping all over the place.
He does that.
What's next?
I don't know what you read.
Something he hit.
Now that you're good, you read anything you want to talk about? I know you just picked up last week's books, but you got notes.
I picked up a couple of things while I was away last week, but Astro City,
okay,
number 11, I read. I really enjoyed that. It was called.
I only ever read the first trade of that. So
this was kind of a one and done story. The Sorcerer's Assistant. It was about the assistant to someone called the Silver Adept. Who's kind of a cross between Doctor Strange and Zatanna. And it was just about a day in her life, just rearranging the Silver Adept schedule while all this crazy stuff is going on around her and in her house, which is kind of like Doctor Strange's sanctum sanctorum, right? So big fan of little stories like that that go into the larger tapestry of Astro City. I also read Iron Fist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I talked about it. I enjoyed that. I think it benefited from, I read the text page in the back, and is it Kari Andrews? How do you pronounce
it? Yeah, Kari. Because there's two A's. That's the only reason I think you might be.
He was talking about how.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for giving me a. I don't
know. we need a pronunciation guide for
names. Joe F. Who doesn't like us anymore?
but he was talking about someone I can't remember who gave him advice that always. Oh, it was Jim Steranko who gave him advice that always do your art, be the writer and the artist. So I think that book benefited from having a singular vision like that. I just read The Shutter. It was good.
Okay, was it okay? I've heard good things about it.
It was really good. We were talking about recommending books to women. I think this would be a perfect book. I don't know if anybody's offended by language. There's just one really bad word and one kind of bad word, but it has a strong...
Yeah.
Gets offended by that.
Would it have been in The Boys?
But it's very strong female protagonist, and then some cool visuals with these... I don't know what they're supposed to be, these ghost ninjas or something.
Who doesn't like ghost ninjas?
Jumping out of her dad's grave. So.
I've always felt that if you add ninjas to anything, it makes it better.
Pretty much.
Unless they're monkey ninjas, maybe.
Monkey
ninjas. If there's monkey ninjas, you'd be able to, like, see into the future.
What?
Monkeys make everything better. Ninjas make everything better. If you have monkey ninjas, holy Jesus, you'd be able to see into the future.
Oh, okay. I think I get you.
I'm telling you.
Monkeys are fun.
Except for when they throw poop at you.
The store.
No.
Dude, they throw poop all over the comic books. That'd be horrible. Take home your copy of Batman. There's a log in there.
You used to have a monkey in here. It used to sit in here and play with its cell phone.
Stop.
I read Secret Avengers number 2.
Okay, I liked one. I didn't get a chance to read 2 yet.
I like 2. I enjoyed 2.
My biggest problem with that book is they should have just called it S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, they should. They should. It was kind of, I was thinking of it as Next Wave Light a little bit.
What book is it?
Next Wave. Remember Next Wave with Warren Ellis and Stuart Immonen?
I never read it. I remember it, but I never read it.
Yeah, it was because I don't know if in the first in for MODOK's working for S.H.I.E.L.D. now.
How is MODOK working for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I have no idea.
Well, there's a bunch of MODOK.
What? No, yeah. MODOK's working for S.H.I.E.L.D. Basically, I forget. It was like some deal where they'd protect him, but he had to work for them or something.
Okay. Yeah, but there's different
apparently
MODOK.
It was in the prior Secret Avengers that nobody was reading, so.
There's more than one MODOK now.
Are there?
Yeah, they all have different looks. Like, there's a few of them that I've seen.
Okay. I know there was a Lady MODOK, Modam.
Unless they can, like, change his look or something like that. Yeah,
he's not many faces.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't. he kind of looks like him.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Did you like that? It's good. Yeah,
yeah,
well, because we don't know
enjoy
what
it.
You're
yeah,
about.
I enjoyed it.
You ramble.
I was surprised by that. But yeah, that's all I have.
Well, cool. That's all I got. Although I did read some from this week. Not to give anything away, I thought Batman was excellent.
I thought you had some book you hated. You wanted to talk about?
I was all, Dupe. Not I hated. I was disappointed in Dupe. Because I'm the target audience for Dupe.
This is the only guy that would read it.
Right. And I did not care for it.
Then he shouldn't have ordered more than one copy.
Yeah, I should have. I hope I can cut my orders on the rest because it didn't sell well either.
No.
But.
You tried.
I wanted to. I was excited about it, but it didn't have the spark that I wanted. But Batman this week was excellent. Batman Eternal was very good. Lots of setup. Justice League, I liked a lot, but again, I'm a big Metal Men fan, and it was a very big Metal Men issue. But I liked it a lot. It had Doug Mankey art. You'd know him if you saw it. I liked Doug Mankey a lot. I liked Ivan Reis, who did the last one. I liked Doug Mankey, who did this one.
It's been a while since we had the Justice League book. The last one was where they did
delayed,
the origin of the Metal Men.
Right.
Okay.
And then this was them kind of getting involved.
Okay.
It was very much Cyborg versus Grid. It had an absolutely wonderful panel where Mercury, who's the real snarky Metal Man, is going against Grid, and he makes a comment that he's Mercury. He's the only metal that's liquid at room temperature, which is one of the things that they did in the old Silver Age series all the time. The Metal Man would be doing something, and it would be a little bit educational. Gold would say, you should know I'm the highest conductivity metal. And so then something would go through and things like that okay. for each of them, which was great.
He did say that in the last issue, yeah. didn't he?
So it's just great that he's throwing that in there. It tells me that he's a fan of the old stuff.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it very much. And the only thing I didn't like was that it's said, you know, to be concluded in
Forever,
because I wanted more of this particular story. I thought there was more that could have done with this.
If that did well, then you should probably, that might be one of the new books.
I'm hoping. That would be great.
Within this time. Because they have to bring themselves back up to 52 books.
Yeah, they're right. at what now?
Yeah.
48?
Maybe, yeah.
They're kind of low. So Forever, that Justice League is done with Forever Evil. As of that.
Maybe. There might be like a follow-up, but yeah, there was a big fight in this that then kind of said...
I know Justice League Dark ended with that.
Well, I was going to say, there's... How many of the Crime Syndicate are left? I think it's just Owlman, Superwoman, and Ultraman now. Right.
Well, we don't know what happened.
Aaron Atomica, we don't know if
she... Yeah,
we don't know
what happened to Atomica.
Well, didn't Sea King come back?
No.
Nah, that was...
Deadman.
That was Deadman.
Oh, okay.
He was...
It was a neat way to do it, though. I enjoyed that issue.
In that whole Blight storyline, Constantine was kicked out of the House of Mystery.
No way.
And now he's on his own.
Oh,
okay. Zatanna took it over. So now it considers her whatever the House of Mystery does. But
jerk?
No, he's kind of a jerk. He kind of abandoned them.
Yeah, well...
Right at the end of the story, he just abandons them.
But he is kind of a jerk.
Leaving them there where he is. So they had to save themselves, but... all in all, that's all I read.
Okay. The other one I read, a very neat book. It's a little one. Sadly, I think I only have one copy left, and it's already went to back order. But it's called San Hannibal. It was a little book. The only reason I grabbed it, because when I checked it in, I just kind of flipped it open going, what is this? Really neat art. Everything inside is pink. That's the only color they used, but it was more of a shading thing. Very cool. Very good art. Not a murder mystery, but a private detective book. With a missing person this guy's looking for. But the art was good. The story was really good. I tweeted the company and the writer this morning just to say I thought it was really good. I read it this morning under my with my coffee. But really neat book. If you're looking for something different, I thought it was very, very good. And that's all I got that way. Now, third... Because I always chime in with the Bleeding Cool, what's sold Wednesday, Thursday thing. So I thought I just decided to print out, see what sold today. What was the hot books today that actually sold? Not things in holds and things like that. So just so you know, number one, Batman Eternal, top book of the day. Followed by Batman. So that's interesting. Batman Eternal outsold Batman. I find that very intriguing.
How did Batman Eternal sell last week?
Good. Good. I'm very happy with how that sold.
It was played up enough, I think.
Yeah. Then Justice League, then Spider-Man, then Batman and Wonder Woman. Those are my top five.
Batman.
Yeah. Batman rules the roost here. Spider-Man. He really does. And then even after, then you got Harley, Sinestro, Deadpool versus Carnage, Hulk, and Wonder Woman. So.
Number 2 of 4 of Deadpool versus Carnage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah, you giggled. Yeah, I even sold 5 more Batman Eternal number ones today. So that's good.
Weird.
Good. And now for what's next week?
Dun, dun, dun.
No. We got the new 24. There's a new TV show coming. I don't know when, but
when you open
I'm
the
assuming
book,
it's
go,
soon.
Beep, beep, beep.
I don't
beep.
Think so.
Damn
They haven't done that yet. Batman Eternal 3. Well, yeah, it's a weekly, so. Batman Superman 9, finally. Part 3 of the First Contact crossover. Buffy number 2, always a strong seller. New Conan book, Conan the Avenger. So we have a new Avengers title. I'm so excited.
Now Conan, man, everybody's an Avenger.
Pretty much.
Was he a secret Avenger?
New Danger Girl book, Danger Girl Mayday, and Daredevil number 2. And it's funny because this one didn't ship. Every other week, like we're so used to with the Marvel stuff, this one actually kind of feels late.
What, Daredevil number 2?
Yeah.
Well, that's because they had 1.50 last week.
Yeah. Elektra, number one. The art looks amazing on that. I haven't read all of it yet. That looks good. Original Sin Zero, Marvel's big summer event. Oh, get more excited about that.
I thought Zero was a free comic book day comic.
No.
What am I supposed to get excited about?
Original Sin, they're killing the Watcher. And then people are running around with his eyes. Cause
that's gross.
They're the window to his soul.
You can't see through them?
I don't know.
Maybe you can.
I don't know.
Maybe they should give it to Nick Fury and he can, like, pop it in his head. That'd be pretty cool.
Like in that Wild Wild West movie where they look into the guy's eye and they have to flip the head over the guy and they can project it. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, sure.
You need to get out more.
I do. Secret Origins number one from, that's DC, I think, giving now the new 52 Origins.
Okay.
So that's, I forget how many that's going to be. Doesn't say. So they're doing that. And then finally, Walking Dead 126, the end of all out war.
Even Warrior.
No.
Someone dies.
No, well, Warrior already died.
Don't bring that up.
I'm sorry.
The Macho Man died.
I know.
Ultimate Warrior died. I don't know if I can live in a world like this anymore.
I hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring that up.
Thanks. I'm sad. Well, you brought it. You said Warrior, so... Okay. Oh, Joe'd be happy. We're just under an hour. So we'll talk at you next week. I'll talk some more about Free Comic Book Day. I haven't had a chance to read all the books yet. I'm going to try to do that this weekend because I got to be able to set them
up.
You
have like 50 titles.
I do.
You don't read that many books in like 3 months. How are you gonna
No. Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, I have to. That's the bad thing. And mostly I'm just looking for language, violence.
Why don't they just give them to you? Right?
That's kind of the way I do it.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Language and violence.
Well, here's the thing. They're all supposed to be all ages.
Yeah, but none of them are. Like that Nazi zombie book?
Yeah. Well, even like the Future's End one has Batman get his arm cut off. Not to give anything away. But
now you're giving away a free book.
What? He gets his arm blown off?
Cut off. By Batwing.
By Bendis.
No.
I thought that's what you were going to say. I was like, what?
No.
That's crazy. Who drew Bendis in this?
He's DC's enemy.
Okay. So that's a... Adam?
What? I already said it. That's a podcast.
We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
'Cause that's how we get down up in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe, super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducky pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, because you ain't seen it quite like. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what sound waves. Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. That's how we do it in
Tetra on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up